Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Back to another edition of the Night Report podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. We have a big-time commitment to discuss today. Rutgers football has landed another recruit in the class of 2025 in Sine DeGraffenreit, the wide receiver out of Atlantic City. Richie put in a second future cast as well for a defensive player. We'll get into that. And we're going to preview the spring game a bit, discuss kind of what to look forward to, and some other things that might be going on at Rutgers Stadium tomorrow. But first, this podcast is presented to you by Night and Day Apparel. Calling all Rutgers students, alumni, and fans. Are you looking for new and unique, one-of-a-kind Rutgers merchandise? Night and Day Apparel has you covered, from t-shirts to hoodies, drinkware to pet accessories. They have everything that you might need. Be sure to check out Night and Day this year at their at the Rutgers Day booth on College Farm Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April 27th, which is tomorrow. Night and Day will be selling on College Farm Road with special promotions and discounts. Also, Antonio Bates and Jeremiah Williams will be there selling autographs at noon. You could buy tickets there or online for that. Be sure to check out the links also in today's podcast description to stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. Shop now and keep chopping.
Going to be a fun day.
It is. It's the weather's looking better than even initially I expected. I think it's going to be a high of 65 and mostly sunny or partly cloudy, one of the two.
You know what that means, right? Day drinking weather, baby.
Some good day drinking weather for sure. But Rutgers has picked up another commitment in the class of 2025, like we alluded to. Sine DeGraffenreit is a wide receiver out of Atlantic City High School in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He's listed at 6'1", 185. His nickname is Ice Cup. Tell us a little bit about this kid, where the nickname came from, who Rutgers beat out. Let's get the 411 on tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, very simple nickname, actually. I asked him, I was like, hey, what's the backstory here? It's got to be kind of something funny. As simple as he walked into peewee football practice with a cup of ice. And his coach was like, you are Ice Cup now. Right. Like, that's it. Simple as that. But, yeah, I think it was the Atlantic City Dolphins, he said, the peewee program down there.
Okay.
Yeah, there was nothing too extravagant there. But, this is a really good get. I know he's ranked number 20 in the state, 5.6 three-star. I said it time and time again, New Jersey is deep. This is the deepest New Jersey class I've ever covered since starting covering recruiting about 10, 11 years ago now. Actually, it might be more than that. But, this is a very deep New Jersey class. He's a very good prospect. I've gotten to see him a couple times in person. Ironically, last year, I saw him at the 7-on-7 camp at Rutgers, and a lot of people didn't know who he was. I'll be honest, like Atlantic City doesn't really produce a ton of guys. So like there's so many schools there during that day, so many programs, not just schools, like the 7-on-7 camps, 7-on-7 programs that show up that day. And I'm bouncing around from field to field to field to field. I go to the new practice field. So I shouldn't even say new anymore. I guess they're 3 years old, 4 years old now, but maybe more. Jeez. Regardless, I'm at the practice fields and I see some kid like have a crazy grab, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who's that kid? Like, that's a pretty big kid for Atlantic City. And I look him up, and I'm like, Sine DeGraffenreit. It took me a minute to figure out how to pronounce his name, number one. But, I was talking to the coaches over there, and then all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, he's the next big thing. And there's a lot of coach speak out there, so it's no knock on them. Everyone hypes up their guys. I get it. And lo and behold, later that day, he gets an offer, and I'm like, holy shit.
Wow.
All right, this kid is pretty good. Yeah, so it was just kind of cool to see how that whole process played out. But after talking to him today, he basically just told me, he goes, it was Rutgers from day one. Like, it was just a matter of me checking out some other schools, checking out some things, just making sure it was definitely the right choice. But he said from day one, he wanted to stay home, wanted to stay close to Rutgers. And you kind of get that Jersey vibe from most of the South Jersey kids. I think it's clear just based on recruiting alone and geography. Like, the South Jersey kids are always more receptive to Rutgers, always like very high on Rutgers. Whereas North Jersey, you got to convince them a little more, and it's a little tougher to land them, but very, very good get. Beat out several different schools. I know he's been to Penn State a bunch of times. He's been to, I think it was Duke. Syracuse was also after him pretty heavily, the previous staff and the new staff up there. Cincinnati, I'm trying to think who else. There's a couple.
Maryland, Houston.
Maryland was one. Yeah, Houston just offered recently. Kentucky just offered recently. So, I mean, if this kid kept his recruitment going, he would have had a lot more offers. But so 15 offers, 16 offers total. I think 12 of them were Power Fives. Maybe 10 of them were Power Fives. Really good kid. I think he's still criminally underrated at number 20 overall, but it is a very deep New Jersey class, so it's kind of hard to rank him after those top five or six. It's almost a guessing game. So in a typical New Jersey year, I'd say this is a top 10 kid. But since it's such a deep year in Jersey, it's number 20 right now. But I think he has plenty of room to grow there, and I think he can go as high as top 10.
Love to hear that. This is the sixth commitment of the class for the Scarlet Knights. Also the fourth kid from New Jersey to commit. So they have a class of six right now, and I think last year they only had three kids from Jersey total. So to get that fourth kid this early in the process not only shows the depth. So they got four New Jersey kids last year. I'm sorry. If you count Gabe Winovich, but, you know, because he transferred in from Michigan. But to get that many Jersey kids shows you that they're really doing a good job recruiting the state, and also that the state actually has a good deal of depth at talent this year, like you said, they didn't really have last year.
Yeah.
So this is the first receiver commitment. Does his game remind you of anybody? Like, do you have a rough idea of how many receivers they're looking to take this year?
As far as his game, that's a little bit of a tough one. He is a little, he's not huge. He's not like a 6'4", like Corey Duff type. I hate the comparison, but like kind of Sanu-ish. Like, he's very athletic, plays both ways, really good athlete, plays basketball as well for his high school team. I think he's just more of a possession receiver. Now, I know he listed a 4.5 40 on his profile or on his Instagram or one of those, maybe Twitter, one of those accounts. I'd say it's he's not fast. I think he's more of a possession guy. He's going to get it, and then he's going to do something with the ball, whether it be a quick juke and take it to the house, or just get those like easy 12 yards, or even get a little more with the yak and all that. But I think this is a really good get. He's already got a really good frame. He's already, like I said, 6'1 already, and he's a legit like 185, 190-ish, maybe more. He's a thick wide receiver already for a high school kid. Is it all muscle? No, of course not. It's a high school kid, but I think built by Butler, hashtag pending, or patent pending, I should say. I think they'll be able to get him in the weight room, and I think this is a kid that maybe not year one, but I think year two, year three could be a significant contributor.
Yeah, and he's put up some pretty gaudy stats in his 2 years since he started playing varsity football. In the 22 season, he had 51 catches for 894 yards and 11 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Last year in 2023, he had 43 catches for 1,009 yards and 14 touchdowns. This guy is just a big play monster. Scored a touchdown on one out of every three catches last year, broke 1,000 yards. It's really... really put up some gaudy stats down in Atlantic City. Anything else about Sine that you think is worth talking about before we talk about the latest additional future cast you put in?
No, I mean, I do think he does – the more I watch his tape, it does really give me some new type vibes, which, I hate to compare the two because they're comparing a Rutgers legend to a high school junior right now.
Yeah.
He did mention that he wants to recruit one of his teammates in Deontay Thompson. He's a younger kid. But apparently he's one of the better athletes they have on that program right now. So maybe Atlantic City becomes a little bit of a stomping ground for Rutgers going forward. Who knows? I mean, Pleasantville, who is also not too far, has a couple kids as well. They have Braswell Thomas, who just transferred in from Lower Cape May, who has, I want to say, like 12 Power 5 offers as well. So I think this program is kind of on the rise, and I wouldn't be shocked if we see Rutgers down here more often.
Love to hear it, making inroads at schools that are emerging in terms of talent-wise. You saw it happen, you know, with a school like Cedar Creek. You saw it happen with a school like Vineland, where, you know, previously they didn't really produce a ton of talent, and then they started to, and Rutgers got in early in South Jersey. Yeah. Moving a little bit further down the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, you put in a future cast yesterday for Isaiah DeLoach. He's a 6'1 safety out of Hillside High School in Durham, North Carolina. If that high school sounds familiar to anybody, that was the high school of former Rutgers football commitment in the class of 2008, I believe. Desmond Scott, he was a running back. Was a top 150 kid. He ended up decommitting and going Duke, but same high school there. What's the word on Isaiah DeLoach, and why did you decide to put in a future cast for him?
Yeah, so, I mean, for starters, they've done really well in the North Carolina area. You can give a shout-out to Scott Vallone for making some really big inroads in this one. Now, he is the main recruiter here for DeLoach, even though this kid is going to play defense. came to campus back on April 6th. Really loved his visit from after talking to him. Kind of just went over some things, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to be back on June 7th. So he's already scheduled a return trip. He's ready to go. He's taken a lot of visits in the past. He hasn't taken many this calendar year. The only two he's taken this calendar year, from what I know, are Duke and Rutgers. And if I had to argue, I'd say Rutgers is above Duke in this one, despite being closer to home. But yeah, I think Rutgers just does a really good job with out-of-state kids. Especially defensive prospects. I think they can land some higher quality kids. I think this will be a 5.6, probably 5.7-ish type kid when it's all said and done. I don't think he has a ranking right now, but I just think Rutgers did a really good job of that unofficial. They got to show him spring practice. I think he'll be back on his official, and I think that might just wrap it up. Now, he also has Indiana as an official visit. He hasn't checked out Bloomington yet, but I don't see many people going to Bloomington and being like, wow, this is where I want to play football. I'm sorry to hate on Indiana. I get it. Kirk Cignetti might be decent, but it's not a football school at the end of the day. They've landed some decent kids so far, but I like to think Rutgers and then Duke and then Indiana in that order right now for DeLoach, but it sounds like Rutgers is pretty confident. He also plays that box safety type of role that Rutgers loves and has been thriving with like a Flip Dixon type with Christian Isian, where they play a little closer to the line. I know we have him listed as a safety, but 6'1", maybe 6'2", 210 already, it's kind of like, you're closer. You're either that box guy or you're playing outside linebacker, buddy. Like, yep. You have no choice at this point. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a kid to keep a close eye on. He's got other Power 5s as well. He's visited a bunch of other Power 5s as well that haven't offered, which I find intriguing. Like North Carolina, North Carolina State, he's been to each campus around 2 to 3 times. They haven't offered. Wake Forest he's been to, they haven't offered. I find that a little interesting, but this also could just be a kid where I like his tape a lot. I think he's a kid that if you get him now, I think it's going to pay off in the long haul. Like it could be like a Benjamin Black type situation where he was a little under recruited. Rutgers got in early, landed him. All of a sudden, NC State's trying to flip him. All of a sudden, this school's trying to flip him, and Rutgers was in too early that they already secured the commitment, and just got him on campus. And now look at him; it's being raved about every time Greg Schiano talks. So, and I think you'll be raving about him after Saturday too.
Love it. Glad to hear that the defensive back recruiting is continuing to look like it's on the up and up. Not that was ever a problem under Greg Schiano, but.
Never.
Let's talk about Saturday, a big time spring game. So that's tomorrow at 3:00. What are you looking to see out of the spring game? Like, what are a couple things that you're really looking forward to, and things that you'll have a close eye on for the game?
Oh, thankfully I'm going, so I don't have to pay the $6.95 or whatever it is. I can't believe that the Big Ten did that. I think that's criminal.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
I know that they hate Rutgers sometimes, like, and then people like joke and they're like, yeah, they gave us a shitty schedule because we're Rutgers. Now I'm starting to think like, hey, you might have some merit behind this. Like,
yeah, yep.
It's insane. BTN Plus is wild, but whatever. At least do Peacock or something, something that everyone has already, not like another subscription service. But it's hard to say really what I'm looking for. We've seen some things in the spring already, so it's not like we're going to see much different, I don't think. I mean, your starting running back's not going to play. Your starting cornerback's not going to play. A lot of the veterans guys are, if they play, are going to play very, very little. I think the best opportunity to actually judge someone in this spring game would probably be AJ Surace, because he's going to get a lot of reps. These backups are going to get a ton of reps, and I think being able to watch AJ go against college level competition is going to kind of give you a better view of what he can be in the future. I don't think they're going to open up the playbook. They're not going to do anything crazy. I think they're going to do very basic stuff, but it's tough to really say you're watching for anything just because it's such a boring, like, scrimmage type thing. Like, I think the two scrimmages we've seen already is going to be like tenfold compared to what we're going to see tomorrow.
Interesting. Yeah, they definitely don't want to reveal too much in terms of what they plan to do. But at the same time, it'll be nice to kind of just be able to put some context behind takes now. Like, a lot of people have strong takes about the quarterback position. Oh, yeah. Seeing them actually out there behind, a new team for Ethan Calliope-Manis or behind a revamped offense for Gavin, both, having the same kind of situations with Kirk calling plays and things like that. Very excited to see how the quarterback battle kind of sees its way into the spring game. Do you expect anything to kind of be finalized out of camp starting quarterback wise?
No. I think it's closer to being done than what people are saying out there. But I don't think you'll hear anything. I think it's a similar situation to last year. You probably won't hear anything until, when's the first game? The 31st of August or something like that. I think you probably won't hear till the 31st of August, probably.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they really have no incentive to name a starter, both in terms of keeping the roster together and also competitive advantage. So,
yeah. I mean, put it like this. Even if it is like it's one of the two guys, obviously. If you say right now, like, hey, he's our starter going into the season, other dude's just going to dip. That's it. Simple as that. Like, and it's not – you don't want that to happen because then a true freshman, AJ Surace, who I like, and I think he should be getting some reps this year, but you're also throwing him into the fire as QB2. God forbid QB1 gets hurt now, then AJ Surace is your starter, and then you go from an 8-win season potentially to – 6-5. I don't want to say like a quarterback's making that much of a difference, but he is. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's fair.
Yep.
It's interesting. It's an interesting scenario. There's really no reason to name anybody, but we'll see. I don't think they do anything tomorrow. I think it's going to be a very basic game. I think Greg's going to come out after. He's going to say we did good. Saw some good things. Saw some bad things. And it's basically I can almost guarantee it. He's going to rehash last week's press conference, like the same exact thing.
You're probably right. He's going to try and say as little as possible, I imagine. But yeah. That's just kind of how he is, and we all kind of come to expect that now. So a little bit of a shorter podcast. We'll have something reacting to the spring game probably on Monday, give you a recap of how things went, full visitor list, who really enjoyed themselves, who we thought stood out. But is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we head out of here?
No. I mean, really good to get on the recruiting front. I know people have been asking about it. They only have 6 kids. They're probably only going to go to 15 to 17, if I had to guess. What they finished with last year. Technically, I guess if you count the Raymond one, it's 25 again. I don't think they go that high again. I think they're going to save some for the portal as well. I'd probably say actually no, more like 17 to 19. I said 15, 17. 17 to 19. Because of stuff like the Raymond situation, because of transfers, you don't really know at the end of the day. But I'd say so far, like I at this point last year, there's a couple kids I'm looking at that like you question them being taken that early. And now you look at the this year's class, I haven't questioned a single one. Like, this is actually shaping up to be a very good recruiting class. I think I questioned Sean Ashenfelder originally, but then I watched more tape on him. It seems like he's pretty decent. Actually, better than decent, I should say. But the rest are all like, these are high potential kids. That defensive tackle is a great addition in Giant Simon. Renick Darillis is a good one, who I thought would be Rutgers in the long run, but I thought it would take longer. Tawibi Kaba came out of nowhere, and I thought he was a really good get. And DeGraffenwright's a good, like, this is a very good recruiting class, and it's 38 right now with six commits. I'd probably say top, you should get top 35 again, because with Raymond's commitment in the previous class, you go to top 30, number 35. But I think top 35 is very doable once again, and you stack these classes and you see what happens. It's kind of just setting up all over again for another 2006. It's just a matter of time, it seems like.
Oh boy.
Maybe 2005, 2007.
Well, I hope so. I hope for everybody's sake, too. Maybe jumping the gun, but I'm excited for the season for sure. One thing we did have happen that I forgot to mention, we got to 4,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So thank you, everybody who hopped in and subscribed. What are we going to be giving away next, Rich?
Well, you know, we got that. I don't know what I did with it, but I have a Dylan Harper signed trading card somewhere. I have a couple free T-shirts. I got a Rutgers football jersey stitched, not like the cheap iron-on shit. What else? A year. We'll give away a year from the Night Report. I want to give, because I know where there's a stockpile of that On the Banks beer. I want to give that away, but also don't know how legally, if I give it to someone that's underage, am I responsible now?
You'll be responsible for sure. But
yeah. Do I have to get them to like sign at the door? Like, hey, sign at the door, show your ID. Like, but
they do make so there. If you can have it delivered, I know from Twin Elephant, mm-hmm. but you do need somebody to sign for it.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay the delivery fees. I'm trying to think what else. We could probably give away a couple different things. Oh, you know what I can give away? I'm looking at this bad boy, actually. I forgot I had another one of these. I ordered way too many of these things. Pretty cool, actually. So I don't know if you remember. A long time ago, they used to have like this old couple that used to hand paint Christmas ornaments. And my uncle used to get me these for when I was younger. And every year he'd get me a Christmas ornament with the snowmen. And the snowmen were Rutgers.
Oh, cool.
And you get me a little for the bowl games. So you get a bowl ball. Like, yeah, so I got an extra one of these bad boys. Rutgers in Miami for the Pinstripe Bowl. If you guys want one of those, that'd be kind of cool. Giveaway. A little unique, different.
All right. We'll finalize what we're giving away, but go for it.
What do you call it, too? The Rutgers-themed cornhole board.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. I feel like that's what you were hinting at this whole time, and I didn't say it.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So we'll give away at least three things. So there'll at least be three winners of the giveaway. If you want to enter in, you could either write a podcast review that says, let's just go with gimme, gimme, gimme as the post. Or you could enter a comment in. You'll get two entries for putting a review in on Apple Podcasts. You get one entry for saying gimme, gimme, gimme in the YouTube comments.
Simple enough.
Excited for tomorrow. Excited to see how these recruiting classes wrap up. We don't have any basketball recruiting news in terms of the portal.
Jaden Jones, but that's like not good news.
Yeah, Jaden Jones sounds like he's leaning Oklahoma right now, so we'll see how that goes. But as soon as we figure out what's going on with the big man recruiting, we will let you know. But for me and Richie, this has been another edition of the Nerd Report Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.